Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
Good morning. 42 degrees here in Petersburg. It's just after 9. It's time for our Tradio program for this Friday, the 29th. I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Chris Weiss.
Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Chris. Nice show last night.
Oh, thank you.
A little different.
Yes.
It was nice.
Hopefully put a few people to sleep.
Yeah, so mellow.
Yes, very mellow. A few surprises in there, but you have to kind of wake up and do the contrast a little bit.
Exactly. We're going to take your phone calls here this morning. If you're looking to buy, sell, trade, or if you have an announcement for the community, we'll put you on the radio. And since there are no calls at this time, I'll talk about the polar dip, which is coming up on Monday. It's not ideal to have the tides as they are. We're going to be at a closer to low tide than high tide, but that's just due to the time of day. So 12 noon. And we do it quickly.
And very quickly.
We do it. We don't like to dawdle too much. Everybody that's down on the dock. So it's you're encouraged to get there promptly. And it's probably the quickest event of the year. 12 o'clock noon, it's South Harbor Boat Launch. It's the annual polar dip here in Petersburg. It's done all across the globe. Different times of the year, a lot of times on New Year's, and certainly here, good tradition in Petersburg. So 12 o'clock. Big thank you to EMS. They're going to have an ambulance and some volunteers there just in case. We've never needed it yet, knock on wood. And thanks to the Coast Guard. There was one particular year when we had a diver involved because somebody lost their glasses.
Oh.
They jumped in with their glasses on. But everything was taken care of. So it's a nice, fun community event. That's Monday, New Year's Day, 12 noon, down at South Harbor Boat Launch. And the library will be closed.
Yes, on Monday. And actually, we're going to be closed every Monday this January.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many holidays, and it turns out that we're going to be a little bit short in staffing.
Yeah.
So we just figured that would be kind of a convenient time to do it.
Right. Yeah, because we have Martin Luther King holiday the third Monday, I think,
yes.
Of December.
Yes.
So, and then that, of course, is going to change the assembly the assembly meetings as well. So that'll be changed, and we'll have updates for that for you here on the radio, as, of course, we broadcast the assembly meetings live. So those meeting dates will change in January, too. Again, as Chris was saying, due to the holidays on Mondays this month of January coming up. And then Parks and Rec will be closed. Garbage will not be picked up on Monday. Garbage, the Monday customers, your garbage will be picked up on Tuesday. And importantly, too, is the Baylor facility will be open. They're full hours on Sunday, but will be closed on Monday. So, again, if you need services at the Baylor or the landfill, they will be open their regular hours on Sunday, but closed on Monday, and then reopening with regular hours on Tuesday. And, again, Monday customers, your garbage will be picked up on Tuesday. And there is an election coming up a week from Monday for the Johnson O'Malley Parent Committee at Petersburg Indian Association. PIA Tribal Council election is also on Monday, the 8th. And that's 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Hollingstad-Paratovich building up on 12th Street. A letter of intent, if you'd like to run as a write-in for the Johnson O'Malley Parent Committee election, letter of intent to run as a write-in. The deadline to submit that is 4 p.m. today. And you can contact PIA for information on their elections at 907-772-3636. Slow morning.
Slow morning. just want to let people know that this is a Saturday that Karen Malcolm will be having yoga at the library at 11 a.m. Bring your mat and $5, and it's for all levels. And there's usually a crowd there, so go enjoy that.
And that's in the big room?
It's in the, yes.
The community room. The Helmy Jensen
yes,
community room.
Community room. And, of course, there's other things coming up at the library. There's going to be another book sale at the beginning of January, January 5th, I believe. It's going to be on a Friday rather than a Saturday, just so a heads up on that. And always go to psglib.org for the latest. It'll have, you know, if you're wondering whether we're open or not, you can see the times there.
Okay.
And what the classes are and registration and everything else. All the up-to-date information should be on the website.
And we've been, you know, the collaboration between the radio station and the library on Homegrown Conversations is continuing. Next week is the last of the new ones, and that's going to be Heidi Lee featured, and that's going to be next Wednesday evening at 6:30. We'll have that here on the radio Wednesday evening at 6:30 here on KFSK. That's the Homegrown Conversations. And then we're going to get to some of the select ones that are more further back in time and bring those back out. So that's Wednesday evenings at 6:30 here on KFSK. And a big thank you to Tim Shumway over at the Petersburg High School. He got a lot of seniors involved in a listening project series that students there were talking with elders in the community or family members in the community that they have in the community. And it was a really nice addition to the series of the listening project. And you can get the link on the KFSK website or also on the library website, which is psglib.org.
And speaking of listening projects, you don't have to wait for a special occasion to do that. If
right.
you're interested in recording something like that, do contact Kari at the library, and we can make arrangements.
It's a wonderful, and you know, you can go back, listen to them, and all you know, they're archived there on the library website. I was just remembering, because I forgot to look this morning over at Grant and Lila's house, but we had Diane Marsh called in on Wednesday saying that crocuses came up.
Oh, I forgot to look, too. I heard Julie talking about it. It's like, oh, dear. No, not yet.
A little early.
A little early.
Something coming up next week that could be really useful for you is the Medical Center Home Health Program. They've moved. And now they have surplus equipment that they're going to be giving away. It includes chairs and desks, walkers and shower chairs. There's adult briefs, and these are all giveaway. Stop by the basement of the Elks Lodge on Tuesday, 2 p.m., and then Wednesday, 11 a.m. next week. Tuesday from 2 to 3, Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information, you can contact the Medical Center Home Health Office at 907-772-5716. All right. One last announcement, and then we may wrap it up. No calls here this morning for Tradio. Humane Association has their calendars available. It's the pet calendar for 2024. You can pick them up at the Petersburg Pet Center. And they are $15, and the proceeds support the Petersburg Humane Association. It's a really good calendar, and it's a really good effort there by the Humane Association, and it's a good cause for our Humane Association to get the funding. It's a big fundraiser for them. And thank you to Marilee Jones for putting together this calendar and for doing it for years and years. So thanks to Marilee for that. Well, I think we can wrap it up, Chris.
Okay. Well, there's nothing much to say because
nobody called in today. All right. Well, Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year, everyone.
And thanks so much for joining us here this morning and for your support this past year. We're going to strive to earn your support next year as well. We've got a caller. Look at that.
Oh, okay.
Somebody saving us. Okay. Caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi, Tom. This is Mary Clemens. And you're talking about the Petersburg Humane Association pet calendars. They can also call me if they want to get a pet calendar. I can give you my phone number. It's
518-9089.
Okay. And what's on the cover, Mary?
Oh, boy.
A dog, I'm assuming. Or is it a cat?
I think it was a dog ear.
I have to go look at mine.
Mine's in the other room. I can't remember. Too. I haven't really gotten it out yet since it's not.
Mine's on the other room. Yeah, it's not open yet.
It's not there yet.
I can't tell you. They'll have to
All
buy
right,
one.
Well, you got to buy one.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
All right. You bet.
All right. Thanks. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's Humane Association calendars. They're $15, and it supports the Humane Association. If you're not familiar with them, it's a lot of dogs and cats and other pets here in Petersburg with their name and the family name as well. So it's a fun calendar. All right, that wraps up Tradio. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great day.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling, on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.